"You might," he said. "You tried to buy it with 84 days at sea. They nearly sold it to you, too." I must not think nonsense, he thought. Luck is a thing that comes in many forms, and who can recognize her? I would take some, though, in any form, and pay what they asked. I wish I could see the glow from the lights, he thought. I wish too many things, but that is the thing I wish for now. He tried to settle more comfortably to steer, and from his pain he knew he was not dead. He saw the reflected glare of the lights of the city at what must have been around 10 o'clock at night. They were only perceptible at first as the light is in the sky before the moon rises. Then they were steady to see across the ocean, which was rough now with the increasing breeze. He steered inside of the glow, and he thought that now, soon, he must hit the edge of the stream. "Now it is over," he thought. "They will probably hit me again. But what can a man do against them in the dark without a weapon?" He was stiff and sore now, and his wounds and all of the strained parts of his body hurt with the cold of the night. "I hope I do not have to fight again," he thought. "I hope so much I do not have to fight again." But by midnight he fought, and this time he knew the fight was useless. They came in a pack, and he could see only the lines in the water that their fins made and their phosphorescence as they threw themselves on the fish. He clubbed at heads and heard the jaws chop and the shaking of the skiff as they took hold below. He clubbed desperately at what he could only feel and hear, and he felt something seize the club, and it was gone. He jerked the tiller free from the rudder and beat and chopped with it, holding it in both hands and driving it down again and again. But they were up to the bow now and driving in one after the other and together, tearing off the pieces of meat that showed glowing below the sea as they turned to come once more. One came, finally, against the head itself, and he knew that it was over. He swung the tiller across the shark's head, where the jaws were caught in the heaviness of the fish's head, which would not tear. He swung it once, and twice, and again. He heard the tiller break, and he lunged at the shark with the splintered butt. He felt it go in, and knowing it was sharp, he drove it in again. The shark let go and rolled away. That was the last shark of the pack that came. There was nothing more for them to eat. The old man could hardly breathe now, and he felt a strange taste in his mouth. It was coppery and sweet, and he was afraid of it for a moment, but there was not much of it. He spat into the ocean and said, "Eat that, Galanos, and make a dream you've killed a man."